Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shvias Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maishar Her Nishama Shadav and Aliyah and Beschos Ruch Basar Gittel and Daniel Yezmer and Spire Ruch Alishi Big Bench Bezar Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now we continue learning about Luf, which we had said was either a type of onion or is a type of bean. And now we're going to be learning about it in the context of a different Shemitah related halacha. On Shemitah, there's something called Biur. Biur means removal. And that's something that has to be done to produce on Shemitah itself. Now the Pasuk tells us that one is allowed to eat Peres Shvias as long as there's still this type available for the animals out in the field. But when it's not available for the animals anymore, then one has to be mavaru it. He has to remove it from his house. Let's say we're dealing with cucumbers. Well, as long as there's cucumbers still growing wild outside that the animals can get, so then he's allowed to have cucumbers in his house. But once there's no more cucumbers growing out wild in the field, so then he has to take all the Shemitah cucumbers in his house and put them outside. He's not allowed to use them. Now, in a later perek, Tanaim argue what happens after he removes it from his house. Okay, he put it outside his house, and now it's there. So now what happens with it? He just lets it go bad? So one Tana holds that only Aniyim are allowed to come and take it. Poor people come, they could take it, but if there's no Aniyim, or if they decide they don't like it, it just has to be left there. The other Tana holds that anyone's allowed to take it, even the guy that was just mevar it from his house. He's allowed to put these cucumbers outside his house, declare them hefker for anyone, sit around for a little bit, and then pick them up and bring them back inside his house, according to the second Tana. Now there's something really interesting regarding beer of this luf that we've been talking about. Only the leaves themselves become hefker for the taking, but not the main part of the plant. So over here, he would take his luf, he would put it outside his house, and then whoever comes by would just have to snip the leaves off, but they would have to leave the actual plant, the actual luf, over there. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, luf she'aver olav shvias. We have this luf that now it passed through shvias. He had put it outside his house by shas habir, it was the time of beer, he took them out, he put them on his front step, and now it's ready the eighth year, and they're still sitting there, and there's leaves growing out of them. So there's a mixture of seventh year leaves and eighth year leaves over here. Rabbi Lezer says, Im laktu aniyim es olav, lakatu. If on Shemitah itself, the aniyim had come by after he had been mevayer them, and they had cut the leaves off and they took those leaves for themselves, so that's great. They picked them and it's theirs. Vim lav, however, if the aniyim had not cut those leaves yet, then yasa cheshbon im aniyim. This Baal Bayis, he has to make a cheshbon, he has to make a whole calculation with the poor people, he has to figure out how much of these leaves are seventh year leaves, how much of them are eighth-year leaves, and whatever seventh-year leaves, he has to give those to the aniyim. Now, this is obviously according to the Tana that says that after Shas Habir, once a person is mevayer this from his house, it belongs only to the aniyim, and he's not allowed to take it himself. And just because the aniyim didn't get around to taking it on Shemitah, that doesn't mean that he's allowed to keep it. The part that rightfully belongs to the aniyim, he has to give to them. That which grew in the eighth year, he's allowed to keep for himself, but that which grew in the seventh year that wasn't taken by the aniyim, he has to give it to them. Now Rabbi Shua argues. He says, Im laktu aniyim es olav, if the aniyim managed to pick the leaves on Shemitah, lakatu, so great, they picked those leaves. Vim lav, but if they didn't manage to get around to getting those leaves on Shemitah, Ein lo aniyim olav cheshbon, the aniyim do not have any calculations with him. They're not allowed to come knocking on his door and say, hey, we saw some luf outside here, and we didn't have a chance to cut those leaves. You have to give us our portion of the leaves that grew on Shemitah. According to Rabbi Shua, they're not allowed to say that the Baal Bayis does not have to give them any of those leaves from the seventh year. Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua holds like the Tana that by Shas Habir, once he puts this outside his house, anyone's allowed to take it. Aniyim, but even the Baal Bayis himself is allowed to take it as well. And if the Aniyim didn't get around to taking it, so it rightfully belongs to the Baal Bayis, and he doesn't have to give them anything. And now moving on to Mishnah Dalet, more about Luf, this time in the context of digging it out of the ground on Shemitah. Now we've already learned that veggies picked on Shemitah have Kedusha Shvias. However, Luf, and for that matter, any vegetable that completely grew before Shemitah, and it did not grow at all on Shemitah, he just didn't get around to picking them until Shemitah, they do not have Kedusha Shvias. But now there's a unique problem with Luf, is that when he digs them out of the ground, he has to use a tool, and that might look like he's preparing his land for planting. Therefore, he has to do it with a shinui. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, Luf shel Erev Shvias, shenichas l'shvias. Luf that grew completely Erev Shemitah, meaning it grew in the sixth year, and now it came into the seventh year, and he's taking it out of the ground on the seventh year. V'chein b'tzalm ha-ketzoynim, same thing applies with summer onions. V'chein pua shel ides, same thing applies to this pua plant, which is a plant that produces a red dye, and it's being grown in ides, which is very fine, fertile land. So Beishamai, Beishamai says, Ikrin Isan b'ma rufais shel etz. The only way to uproot them is by using a wooden digging implement. A marufa is a hoe of sorts. It's kind of like a shovel, but it has to be made out of wood. The normal way to dig is with a metal one of this. The normal way to dig for planting is by using a metal one. By him using a wooden one, he's showing he's not trying to prepare the land for planting. He's simply trying to get his luf out of the ground. Now, Beis Hillel Leimer, Beis Hillel says that he does have to use a shinui, but he doesn't have to use such a stark shinui, the difference between wood and metal. He could still use something that's metal. What is he allowed to use? Bekardumas shel matachos. He's allowed to use a metal axe of sorts. He is allowed to use metal, but he has to use an axe. He's not allowed to use a shovel. If he uses a shovel, then it's going to look like he's really trying to prepare his land for planting. Using an axe, though, is going to show that he's only trying to get his luf out of the ground, and he's not trying to get it ready for planting. Now, Maidim, Beis Shammai does agree, Bepua shel tzlois, if this pua plant, which again was the plant that produces a red dye, if it's growing in tzlois, which is very rocky ground, in that case, he is allowed to uproot it with his metal axe. And in this case, even Beis Shammai agrees he's allowed to use a metal tool. That's because people aren't going to think that he's trying to prepare his land for planting. It's really very rocky soil, and it's very difficult to plant there anyway, so he is allowed to use a metal tool. He still has to do with some sort of shinui, but not a very strong shinui, like using a wooden kli. He's allowed to use a metal kli. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey, continuing to talk about Luf, and with Mishnah Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.